Grace to you and peace, dear friends in Christ. Amen. Last week we heard of Jesus speaking in parables to the people. The people, as we've heard, have come in droves to see and listen to this one whom they'd heard could calm the mind and settle the soul just with his words. Some even claimed the transformation of a physical healing or the expulsion of an evil spirit when Jesus spoke or touched their woundedness. But for most, the soothing balm of Jesus' voice and the gentle reassurance of his message were enough to bring them from miles around. They came by the thousands, the gospel writers tell us, so much so that often Jesus was forced into a boat anchored just offshore or up on the edge of a hillside, lest he be smothered by the weight of flesh and need amassed around him. Some, many, in fact, would claim that the neediness of this horde was the scourge of society, the refuse that ought to be either made to recognize how and why they should wake up and start pulling their own weight or else be flushed down the sewer drain with the rest of the garbage and filth of the world. But Jesus saw something different in these who crowded the lakeshores and hillsides of his daily journey. Jesus saw not the criminal or the deadbeat, not the welfare mom or the drug-addicted teen. Jesus refused labels of illegal foreigner or even domestic terrorist, and a protester, a rioter, an agitator, or an innocent bystander. These all, according to Jesus, wore the same skin. Even the politician and the religious elites, Jesus lumped into the same mass of helpless, harassed humanity. And this, more than anything, probably is what irked them the most. Jesus' message to the crowd was the same for each person and all communities. Jesus preached abundant life and love for all people, a life and love that is showered on the whole earth as sure as God sends the rain to nourish the seeds that are sown, only that we might be that seed sown in good soil, which has but one purpose, to bear fruit that others might be filled with the goodness of God too. Seed that falls on the hard and unforgiving path or among the rocks or even in the tangle of weeds, notwithstanding, according to Jesus' vision of a new and blessed harvest for the community, gives good things to all people and all who are harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd, are welcome to the words of Jesus, which bring comfort and peace, hope, and eternal life. So it's understandable that Jesus gives a new and strange teaching today, which expands the metaphor of the seed growing in good soil. Jesus reminds us that even the most careful of farmers cannot ensure that no weeds will grow in the meticulously cultivated fields of our garden. You and I, any of us who have ever planted as much as a pea patch or a flower in a pot, knows that random weeds dwell in stealth, hidden in the soil, or that they are blown in on the wind at a time when no one is watching. Jesus tells a story about seeds that grow in the farmer's field. They are good and righteous seeds, now plants ready to do the work to which they've been called. They are proud and self-confident specimens of the best that God can do with the right kinds of resources and tools. And yet, unbeknownst to even the most attentive of farmers, weeds have made their way into the garden. Overnight, it seems, these infiltrators have made their way in and through the careful tending of the garden, and now they threaten to choke the seed growing in the good soil, just like they did the cousins of last week's seeds who fell among the rocks. "Snatch them out," most would say. End their vile existence here and now is the cry of those who see their role as guardians of law and order in society. Send in the police, the military if you have to, and flush them out, for there is no room for that kind of filth in our good communities. But not Jesus. Jesus' ways are not our ways. Jesus resists the urge to act rashly and with swift judgment. Rather, Jesus' words seem weak and indecisive to those who resort firstly to power and might. No, Jesus says, let them be those weeds. Even though they are sown by an enemy, let them grow. Let them thrive. There will be a time to deal with that which is evil and with all that is good and holy. But that time is not now. To act quickly and with retribution now would be to destroy the entire crop. And that would be a truly terrible thing. Do Jesus' words seem strange to you? Do you understand what he is saying? Do you hear in Jesus' message a word of restraint? A word of cautious optimism? A word of compassion, generosity, even forgiveness? The Apostle Paul hears hope. In all that Jesus says and does, Paul hears a word of God's hope for humanity, a hope that is meant to sustain us in this life, even as we grow among the pain and the suffering of this world. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us, Paul writes. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Patience is not a skill that most of us are able to master. Our world is not designed for patience, and especially when there are weeds of anxiety and fear and distrust and disillusionment around us, patience is usually the last thing on our minds. But Jesus calls for patience. Jesus calls for temperance. Jesus calls for a time to grow and to learn, to listen and perhaps even change our opinion, truths, beliefs. Jesus calls for hope. Hope in something that is unseen. A grace of God that is unexpected and glorious in its revelation. For Jesus sees and knows the people in the hordes and the crowds that press in among him. Jesus sees their trials and their troubles. Jesus sees the suffering in the deadbeats as well as the elites. The pain of the criminal and also the innocent. Jesus sees the plants grown from seed sown in good soil, and also the weeds. Weeds sown by whatever evil lurks in the depths of darkness, but weeds that in their own right are precious, tender plants, nonetheless. And Jesus loves each and every one. Jesus sees you and me and all who grow in this garden cultivated by a gracious God. We who are pressing in on Jesus, wanting to hear a word of life and love. We who are transformed by Jesus' power to heal and make new. We who are skeptical of this Jesus and his love, even for the enemy. And we, especially we, cannot understand why Jesus would let us live in this good garden of God's mercy.
We are the wheat, and we are the weeds. Thanks be to God.